You're listening to the Blues Room Podcast with Alabama bluesman Rick Patton, the self-appointed goodwill ambassador of the blues music and live stream community builder. Broadcasting from the beautiful Tennessee Valley in Alabama, this podcast is the place for blues music-loving people. Meet up, network, and support great blues music. Without further ado, here is your host, Brother Rick Patton.
When I say $6 million man, I'm referring to a TV show that ran when I was in high school. My daddy loved the show, and we'd watch it together. It was a show about a man who'd been injured, you know, some type of a NASA experiment, and he received bionic eyes and legs and arms. You may have seen the show. It ran for several years. Well, my dad and I used to love watching it. Man, this guy could run 50, 60 miles an hour. And he had bionic eyes, and he could see like a zoom lens. You know, he could zoom in on things. It was a really cool storyline, and lots of fun to watch. But the reason I call myself the $6 million blues man is for a different reason. It's because I wish I had bionic vision so I could zoom in on some things. You see, one day while I was playing music on the street, a guy approached me and he asked me to play a house party for him in Memphis, Tennessee. He offered me good pay in crypto dollars, and I wasn't interested. You know, this was back in 2008, 2009. I thought the whole thing was a joke, you know, like an okey-doke or, you know, the scam. You know, I was afraid of the guy in a way, but we began to talk and actually became friends. I found his conversation to be interesting. He was also a musician, so we played together a couple of times. Anyway, he told me about his mother and father being millionaires. They lived on a yacht. He even showed me pictures of his parents and their way of living. He told me about how they got him involved in crypto. He had lots of different coins, and he would name all the different coins that he had and that he owned, and he offered to pay me in crypto to do a party for him, actually 600 crypto dollars, and I wasn't interested. Hell, I told him, homie, don't play that. I told him, man, give me some big head hundreds. You know, don't bring me no game. I told him if the crypto's any good, hell, just take it to the bank, cash it out, and bring me the big head hundred back. And that's what he did. He paid me well. I went ahead and played the party. It's one of the best house concerts I've ever played. I walked out of that house with close to $1,200, including my tips, you know, and my merchandise. And I learned a lot from dealing with this guy. The biggest thing I learned from dealing with him was that having a closed mind is expensive. Because as the years went past, I began to hear people talking about that crypto and how those coins had gone up in value. Some of them had gone up to $50 or $100. But when he was offering them to me, you know, they were like $1, $2. But they'd gotten up to $100 now. And then some of them thousands of dollars over the years, you know. So one day, I heard they were up to like $5,000. And I was shocked, you know. I was like, you mean each one? Yeah, each one was worth like $5,000. Then they went higher. But it still hadn't hit me what was happening. Then one day, I sat back with pen and paper and actually figured out what had happened. I had lost a $6 million opportunity. He actually tried to get me involved. He actually tried. He tried several times to get me to take the crypto, man, and just learn about it. But my mind was closed. See, I couldn't see it. I didn't have that bionic eye. I wasn't able to look at the future, and because of that, I turned down one hell of an opportunity. Now, sometimes I think about the difference that would have made in my life. You know, the difference that just owning something, you know, worth an extra $6 million could have made for me in my life, but I can't miss, you know, what I can't measure. But it did open my eyes to the fact that a closed mind can be very expensive. Needless to say, the next time that I saw a crypto opportunity, I looked at it in a totally different light. The next time I heard a crypto opportunity, it was in reference to fan tokens or social tokens. I overheard some men online, they were having a discussion about how social tokens would take the power back from Web 2 and move into Web 3, and how social tokens could bridge the gap between the fan and the creator on the internet, and how it can bridge the relationship to put the power back between the artists and creators and their fans. You see, I've been live streaming online for several years, and I have met thousands of people over that time. I would love to have had a deeper relationship with my fans. So social tokens are one way to bring that relationship closer. So of course I was interested, especially after passing up that first crypto opportunity. So I contacted three different companies before I found one that would accept me. At that time, I had over 100,000 followers on social media. Finally, I found a company called TriRoll, who was willing to administer a coin for me. My token is called BVIP tokens. BVIP is Blues Very Important People, Blues Very Involved in Promotion. BVIP tokens. And they minted 10 million of these tokens for me. Now, these coins are not worth anything. Now, I laugh every time someone asks me, how much are your tokens worth? And I tell them they're not worth shit. And I smile. See, imagine getting them when they're just fresh, no value. That's a beautiful thing. I had to learn that the hard way. And I can offer some to you. Yes, you. Right now, if you are listening this far, you deserve some because you're a fan of mine. And if you're ready to get involved in crypto, setting up an account is easy and it's free right now. Thank you for being a fan and a friend. Claim some tokens right here. You got bionic eyes.
You've been listening to Community Builder Brother Rick Patton's Blues Room podcast. To follow him nightly in the Blues Room, simply search Rick Patton on the Periscope app. That's RICPATTON. For all his other social media links and further information, please visit his website located at alabamabluesman.com.